The resolution opposing Proposition 2 was part of the Council's consent agenda. That part of the meeting is dedicated to items that the Council approves without debate, because it's assumed that everyone agrees. During the public comment portion of the meeting, Eric Minch took issue with that assumption.
This item should not be in the consent agenda to start with, as though there cannot possibly be any other view to consider. That, I believe, was an arrogant assumption on the part of whoever put the agenda together.
Minch says the council should not try to influence voters. He added that marijuana can be used safely by adults, and keeping it illegal creates unnecessary criminal charges.
The most beneficial effect of prohibition is to keep lots of law enforcement people, lawyers, and testing labs busy at great public expense, even though it does no long-term good.
When the consent agenda came up for a vote, Councilmember K.J. Harris says he kind of agrees with Minch, although Harris didn't ask for the Proposition 2 resolution to be voted on separately. He says he's heard from constituents on this issue.
And many of them do not want to say out loud how they feel. One person is married to a police officer, she didn't want to make her opinion vocal in public. And I'm not saying yay or nay. I just understand how a lot of people don't want to say anything out loud how they feel one way or the other. And that's kind of where I am sitting on that thing right now.
Councilmember Deanne Carlson also addressed the issue. She says she has mixed feelings about legalization of marijuana. Carlson says if it's available in a parent's home, kids are more likely to get a hold of it, but at the same time she doesn't want to tell adults how to behave in their own homes. She also expressed concern about people driving under the influence of marijuana.
So there's so many different caveats to it. It's a moving target. I don't know how, something like this can be legislated. And I guess we'll just wait and see how things pan out.
In other business, the council talked about community agency grant funding, an annual concern during budget time. Councilmember Harris asked for it to be on the agenda as a discussion item so the council could talk about whether the city should hold grants at the current level, cut them, or stick with the formula. The funding formula for nonprofit grants provides a percentage of sales tax receipts to be divvied up among the recipients. City Manager Carl Amelon says that because the council chose to raise sales taxes, the projected amount for grants is expected to be higher.
Using the same formula and projecting for 2015, recognizing that the council increased the sales tax rate, we would project a $390,000 appropriation for community agency funding for a percentage increase of 8.9%.
Councilmember Matt Olson says the formula was established by the council just a few years ago, and he wants to give it a chance to work. Councilmember Judy Zenge said she'd like to look at options such as funding some of the nonprofits through the city's share of the state cruise ship head tax. Councilmember Carlson says the city gets beat up when it spends money and when it doesn't spend money. She says she'd been wondering why the nonprofits can't be more self-sufficient, but some comments by a citizen earlier in the meeting made her realize that the agencies have a trickle-down benefit for the community. That citizen was Chuck Slagle, who asked the council to consider how much nonprofit agencies contribute to Ketchikan.
There's a lot of people that have mental problems or health problems or family problems that end up being embraced by a church or a nonprofit agency and doesn't even end up costing us. It doesn't end up at the hospital. There's a lot of leveraging that goes on. You don't see Rasmussen standing in front here offering you money. Rasmussen is turning around and offering the nonprofits money. It's the enthusiasm of the nonprofits and their volunteers that are bringing this money to town. They're true multipliers.
The City Council did not direct Amelon to change the established funding formula for the draft budget. Also during public comment, the council heard from Rob Holston. He objected to some of the television programming available for an extra fee through Ketchikan Public Utilities Telecommunications. Holston says that a city-owned company shouldn't offer pornography. The council did not address that issue during the meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.